This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hi, it's Pamela Wilson, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Today, I'm bringing you some ideas to save you from that problem that crops up after all the initial enthusiasm for your blog wears off. It's that age-old question that every blogger must face. What should I write about today? In today's episode, you'll hear a secret technique for coming up with a consistent flow of blog post topics, how to use an editorial calendar to keep your content on track and avoid annoying repetition of topics, why going through life as a black hole will help you find content ideas wherever you look. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to generate a constant stream of blog post ideas? Let's hit publish. Hit Publish is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, which handles all the technical elements of good online business practices, including design, content, traffic, and conversion. To check it out, head over to rainmaker.fm/platform right now and get started building your online business. We're starting things off today with Sonia Simone, who has tackled this issue of finding new topics to write about head on. She has been a major voice on the Copy Blogger blog for years, and she knows that "what should I write about" question all too well. So I got Sonia on the line and asked her what's the best way to consistently come up with blog post ideas.
This is maybe one of the most asked questions by people who are starting to write content.
Well, and the reason is because they've seen you do it for all these years. So we all want to know your secret. That's what it is.
Well, there is a funny secret to this. It's a kind of a funny paradox, which is that the most productive writers, but you could also say this about musicians, songwriters, screenwriters, anybody who's making something up, right? You're making something out of nothing. You're just making something up. The most productive people who create this kind of work are the ones who have the most ideas. And you think, oh, because they have a lot of ideas, that's why they're so productive. But it's not actually true. The reason they get so many ideas is because they do what they do every day. And the more writing you do, and so when I say writing, just realize I could mean, you know, podcasting, or I could mean making videos. So it's not only necessarily about words on a screen. The more content you create, the more you will start to spark ideas. And so the best thing I can tell you, if you want to generate a lot of ideas, is first of all, get yourself just a little daily habit of every day, write down 5 ideas for content. And the most important thing about that is they can be really stupid ideas. So you can say, okay, 10 tips that my cat could give you about legal problems. You know, I mean, they can be really dumb ideas. And you have to give yourself permission to have those dopey ideas, because every once in a while, most of the dopey ideas are just that. They're just dopey. It's okay. Just let them be silly. Every once in a while, one of those goofy ideas turns out to actually have something kind of going on. And you can create a really interesting piece of content. But the other thing is just, you have a little creative part of your brain. Stephen King called it the boys in the basement. Every creative writer I know not only believes this, but knows this from experience. You have a little part of your brain that's in there all the time coming up with ideas. It's just all it does is come up with ideas. And the reason that we quote unquote never have good ideas is because we don't listen to those little voices. We just trained ourselves to ignore them. When you sit down every day and just sketch out, I would keep it real consistent. Sketch out at least 5 ideas. And then if you want to do 20, that's great. But you know, a lot of days you're just going to do 5. when you get in that habit, the boys in the basement start saying, hey, you know, she's actually listening to us. We should come up with some more ideas. They will start to come. And it sounds really woo-woo or spooky or crazy, but I know a lot of writers and artists. And this is very, very consistently the way that they keep the ideas coming, is just keep doing the work. Keep asking your mind to give you some ideas, and the ideas will start to flow. It might take a little while to get the pump primed, and that's okay. But once it is, you will have lots and lots of ideas, and you will be much less stressed on this topic of how to come up with your ideas.
I love this idea that just by paying attention, just by saying, okay, I'm receptive and I'm listening. Yeah. So bring them on because I'm listening. That's a great way to make them flow.
Yeah, really is.
What do you think about Sonia's technique? I love the idea that the more you write, the better the ideas will flow. And later in this episode, I'm going to share the tool that I just recently discovered that's helped me to write, I swear, about 500% more than I was writing before. So stay tuned, and I'll share that in just a bit. Our next guest is Jared Morris. Jared, until recently, was heading up the Copy Blogger blog on a day-to-day basis. And there's one tool that he used to keep things organized and keep track of the status of all the content Copy Blogger publishes. It's an editorial calendar. The concept of an editorial calendar comes from the newspaper and magazine world, where editorial topics are often set weeks and months in advance of the publication date. I asked Jared to tell us more about editorial calendars and how they're used in the online world, and also why they're essential.
Well, there are many, many, many reasons. And the first one, the most important one, is that an editorial calendar really helps you stay organized in terms of keeping your published content in line with your overall business goals. And without alignment here, your content marketing program is not going to be successful. So you've got to understand, you know, what the overall goals are, how your content fits into that, and having an editorial calendar that you pay attention to regularly, that you update regularly, that is a fully integrated part of just what you do on the content side, is going to help you do that. And the second reason is that it allows you to get a snapshot view of what content is scheduled, you know, what you've already done, what's upcoming, so you can make subtle but important adjustments. So, for example, maybe you've used the same headline style 5 posts in a row. Well, with a good editorial calendar, you'll be able to see that and you'll be able to adjust that, right? Or maybe you've used the same type of post too often. You can say, you know, we've been doing too much of this. Maybe we need to mix in a little bit more of that, right? You can kind of see these patterns and then decide if they're good or not and if you need to adjust. Without an editorial calendar, all you can do is really look at kind of the old content that you have already out there. But I think having the stuff that's published, the stuff that's upcoming, everything in one view really helps you to get more of a clear picture so that you're delivering what you really want to your audience. And then, you know, third, it just allows you to stay prepared, right? So if you have a hole in the calendar next Wednesday where a post should be, seeing it today rather than realizing it next Tuesday gives you a lot more time to fill it in properly. An editorial calendar allows you to do that. And this is also true with holidays, right? Because you should have holidays listed on your calendar, know which ones you want to post on, which ones you don't. Like, say, maybe for Veterans Day, you want to just post a thank you but not have a piece of promotional copy. Well, having it listed on your editorial calendar allows you to plan around this. So, you know, to, you know, leave it blank or write whatever kind of content you want. So an editorial calendar fills really a lot of macro and micro needs. Again, on the macro level, just allowing your content to make sure that it's in line with your business goals. And then even on that micro level, just making sure that what you have going out tomorrow is what you want and giving you the ability to adjust if necessary with that snapshot view.
Well, Jared is definitely a fan of editorial calendars. I'll put a link to the WordPress editorial calendar plugin in the show notes for this episode so you can check it out yourself. Last up today, we have Damian Farnworth. Damian is a prolific writer, and I asked if he would share with us what process he uses to come up with the topics he's going to write about.
So, yeah, that's a great question. I think my default setting is just to be sort of aware and observe everything that's around me and to be extremely sticky, I guess, and not too particular about what I read or watch, and just constantly what I call sort of passive curation, so where I'm just constantly storing things in my head. But the more active part of that creative process is where, like, you know, I'm given an assignment, Brian Clark, which was what happened with, like, my Google Plus series and my native advertising series. And then for, you know, 2015, I'm focusing on adaptive content. In that sense, you know, I'm given the assignment. And then I go and I try to read all I can about that particular subject and start sort of putting that content, shaping it and organizing it, and then seeing how the entire narrative of the series is going to go. And I do that through, you know, just the process of researching and then sitting down and actually whiteboarding it, or I have like large pieces of note or a white paper, sort of mapping it out and thinking about it. So that's how I go about, you know, sort of researching, you know, and picking the post topics that I'll be writing about.
So it sounds like some of it is very deliberate because you've been asked to write about a topic, but it sounds also like you're kind of a sponge that's absorbing things and trying to pull ideas from what you see around you. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, but I would consider it more of being a sinkhole, meaning I like
Okay, what's the difference between a sinkhole and a sponge in this case?
Just, you know, the sinkhole is, I like the metaphor better than a sponge because, of course, sponge is overused. The sinkhole is that sort of mysterious thing. It just kind of like sucks up everything around it, just appears mysteriously and starts sucking, you know, everything just starts collapsing inside of it. So I'm a moving human black hole or something like that.
Okay, everybody, be careful when you stand next to Damien because you might get sucked into a sinkhole and end up in a blog post. So.
Well, yes. Like I say, yeah, anything is material. So.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And it's a great way to kind of go through the world with a mind that's open to ideas that could potentially become material. Why not?
Yeah, you never know. And like I often sort of get stuck. Like sometimes, like for example, like the Google Plus series, I had all this sort of normal content like that I wanted to talk about it, but I need sort of like this overarching theme, a kind of hook. It was just a roundabout way that I came across it, and it's like one of those things that just is the lightning bolt moment, and you can't plan that, and you just have to be, you know, ready and prepared for that.
So what was your hook for that post?
So the hook for that was Hunter S. Thompson, right, the gonzo journalist from the 60s and 70s, and his idea that screw being objective, I'm going to insert myself into the article and be part of the news that I'm reporting on. And so that was the sort of same idea as like Google Plus was an identity platform, and it was hoping to get rid of anonymity. So that was the connecting point.
Oh, that's neat. So you came across that, made the connection, and that gave it a theme, it sounds like.
Yes, it allowed me to write my opening and just sort of, you know, throughout that, you know, his Hunter S. Thompson was sort of the shadow that swept across all of the rest of the series and stuff like that.
So. Nice. Pulled it all together. Sonia, Jared, and Damien recommended techniques like Sonia's Write More Often advice and also tools like Jared's editorial calendar plugin and Damien's research techniques. But, you know, it does all start with writing more. I really like 750words.com, and that's the number 750 words, all run together with no spaces, .com. I found that this site has been a huge help to get me to write more often. I found it a little over a month ago, and the only goal of the site is to encourage you to write 750 words every single day on their private password-protected website. I love how it sends me a daily reminder to get my 750 words in. And when you've written consistently, you start to get things like badges and virtual pats on the back. And those little things just kind of keep you motivated to keep doing it. I hope you feel better prepared today to come up with blog post ideas and to keep them organized on your website. Take a moment to explore the links in the show notes for this episode and get more help coming up with blog post ideas and also keeping them organized. Here are my questions for you this week. How can you block out time to write a little every day? And if you're on the Rainmaker platform, you already have an editorial calendar because it's built in. But if you use WordPress, install that WordPress editorial calendar plugin if you don't have it yet. It is one of the most important tools a blogger needs to have on a website. And as I always say, don't be afraid to hit publish on those post ideas. Get your message out there. Don't be shy. This is Pamela Wilson, and I want to thank you for being a devoted, hardworking Hit Publish subscriber. Help others to find Hit Publish by heading over to iTunes and leaving a rating or a review, or both. Goodbye until next time, and remember to take action and hit publish.